When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to a very special edition of the Movie Podcast. My name is Shabazz. Joining alongside me here, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to laugh, but I looked over at you and you look like you were in prayer. Daniel, how are you doing?
Daniel.
That should have been me.
I know.
I should have done it to you.
I threw you off because I was literally getting into the zone. I was Nightcrawler. I was in prayer.
I couldn't tell if you were either about to sneeze.
Yeah.
Or you were going into a trance.
No, I literally put my, I've never done this before in recording. I put my head on the microphone.
Yeah.
And I was just channeling.
Yeah.
I was just feeling it. I'm like, maybe my thoughts.
Your eyes were closed.
Maybe I have the ability to take my
you were like
thought
Professor
in my
X,
head
brother. You were like Professor
I was
X.
I was just like, maybe it'll be able to pick up on my thoughts. it didn't work.
Oh,
Shane,
man.
We have so much sleep to catch up on.
So much sleep, and I don't think this week we're gonna get enough sleep, though.
No,
to be honest with you. It's another busy week here at the Movie Podcast.
It's another busy week. No sleep
for the wicked.
No sleep till CinemaCon.
No sleep till CinemaCon. You know what, when we're in Vegas, we're not gonna sleep much either.
I hear you sleep during the day and then you're awake during the night there.
Vampire life.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, really quickly, before we kind of get into what this episode is all about, I do want to give a quick shout out to our intro text. I want to quickly read it out here. We're the Movie Podcast. You can follow us at the Movie Podcast on every single social media platform out there. Go ahead, join our Discord. Our Discord is popping like it's hot. And there's a lot of people joining in from all over the world talking about their favorite movies, what's going on in the world of movies. So great place to talk. We're going to be opening up a X-Men 97 spoiler room as well, because guess what this episode is about?
Damn. Mutants.
Can you guess?
Mutants.
It is about mutants. We are talking.
Why do we say, why do we say mutants are like they're a bad thing?
Those mutants. Those muties. We're friends of humanity, of course.
No.
Anthony.
That's why he's not here.
Anthony would either be friends of humanity or he'd be Magneto.
Yeah, Anthony, where'd you get that armband from, dude?
Yeah.
Like, that's not good.
Why,
like,
are you
FOE?
Why are you wearing a
FOH. FOH.
Yeah, friends of evil. He'd have a white tank top for sure.
Oh yeah, I think Anthony definitely has a white tank top.
100%.
Yeah, but yeah, no, Anthony's also just Magneto. Like, he is, like, he wore the Magneto shirt.
He wore the Magneto shirt.
Because we did a live event.
We
did a live event. So we, this past weekend,
yeah,
thanks to our friends at Disney and Marvel Studios, we were asked to host and premiere the debut episode of this very show, X-Men 97.
Oh my God.
What an experience that was. We're going to be bombarding you with posts on socials. Yeah. We have already.
Yeah.
So get ready for more bombardment.
And make sure to listen to that episode because it is out now.
It is out now. The audio version of that is out. So if you want to, if you weren't able to make it, don't worry. You could catch up with all that fun mutant mayhem that we got up to with the cast of X-Men 97.
Yeah.
What an experience that was.
And also, really quickly, not just the cast of X-Men 97, but they're also the cast of the original X-Men animated series as well.
Yeah, and you know, we had some other, you know, surprise guests joining us, like Larry Houston, who was the original series
creator
and producer. Director. So it's like, it's just wild that we had this embarrassment of talent joining us.
Absolutely. No, we were very lucky.
Yeah, and they were embarrassed to be seen with us in our very 90s colorful outfits as well,
yes,
too.
Yes, you and I really showed up with the 90s. Anthony did too. His was more of like a Nirvana grunge look.
He was. He's like, guys, I have a Magneto shirt. I have jeans. I could be in Nirvana right now.
And
no.
We're like, no, don't bring that in.
No.
You
know, it's a plastic one, though. Yeah. It's a plastic one.
Exactly. It was a cosplay gun.
It was a cosplay one. The one that Magneto can't control.
No.
Yeah.
Odd choice to wearing a Magneto shirt.
Yeah. Well.
But. Really quickly, Daniel.
Oh, another really quickly.
Yeah,
because there's so much going on.
So much quickness going on, but I want to be quick about this, or slow about it, actually, because I want to talk about our special guest today.
Please introduce them.
Our special guest is Jake Castorina, who is the supervising producer and supervising director of X-Men 97. And guess what? We do talk about that.
How could we not? So one of the cool things that happened this weekend, when we were, you know, when we called out the cast of this, of the show.
Yeah.
And then you just hear the theme song pumping into the speakers. Hearing that's the loudest I've ever heard that theme song, by the way, because growing up you always watch it on your TV at home.
Absolutely.
This was pumping out of like this massive speakers, like an arena speakers
with that.
It sounds incredible.
Yeah.
And then yeah, obviously talking to Jake about the series, about the premiere, about the theme song. You guys are in such for a treat.
Yeah.
With X-Men 97, we're gonna have our review out on Wednesday.
Yeah.
What an incredible show.
And I definitely recommend checking out the video version of this. Jake is rocking a wicked shirt. We're not going to say what it is. You got to watch it to see what it is. And just, it's a blast. It's a blast.
It was a great time. He's awesome. You could just tell that there's so much care and love put into the series.
Yeah.
And we just can't wait for it later this week. You're going to get to watch it too.
Yeah.
And we can talk about it. Like you said, I this is one that I cannot wait to have our Discord popping for this one.
Yeah.
We need to open up like a mutants only channel.
Yeah, is that what we're going to call it?
Well, we can, but I think people may be confused.
They don't join. Yeah.
Shows mutants only.
Yeah, is that segregation then? We can't do that,
I guess. That's true. No, that's not what we're about. We're for everyone.
Yeah, we're for everyone.
We're
friends of everyone. We're friends. FOE. There, that's what it
is. There it is. We teed it up.
No.
That's great. But this is one, man, that I can't wait to talk about. And I'm sure we'll be revisiting some episodes down the road.
And if you were there at our live event of, you know, watching that first episode, please do comment. Please join our Discord wherever you are hearing this. And let us know what you thought of that first episode, because you're one of the few lucky people to have seen it so early.
Yeah, there was a... Listen, it was... we'll go into more details about the event another day when Anthony's here too. But yeah, it was packed. There was a lot of people who didn't get in.
Unfortunately, yeah.
That's just the reality of just wanting to see our faces. I guess
they were coming for us, right?
They didn't even know it was an X-Men event.
No.
No. No, so listen, we know it was a really in-demand event. We were lucky to be there, and hopefully if you didn't get to watch the episode, at least you went to go check out the room.
Yeah,
because they outdid themselves with making it feel like that's the basement. That was a dream basement.
Yes,
as a kid.
Yes,
an unlimited supply of cereal.
Yeah.
And just beanbags and posters on the wall and a giant screen that I could watch X-Men on.
Unreal.
That's the dream.
Unreal. Well, let's not take up too much time, because Jake has a lot of fun things to say. I want to make sure we give him the time in the world. So let's get over to our interview with Jake Castorina for X-Men 97.
Hi, Jake. How you doing?
Good. How are you? Good to see you guys. Thanks for having me.
Good to see you, too. Thank you so much. Yeah, we're doing great. We're so excited to be talking to you. We are absolutely loving the show, and it's just such a blast from the past for us. We grew up as hardcore X-Men fans, so this is a great treat.
Love to hear it, because, you know, same. Don't make me out on this end.
Oh, that's perfect. And it's actually really funny, because we're actually hosting a panel this weekend at Toronto Comic Con with the cast, and we're premiering the first episode.
That's awesome. Yeah, I know of that one, and I Lenore was talking to me about that one yesterday. I believe like Larry Houston and a few others are going to be there. Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to hearing all about that. I can't wait to get the feedback from that.
Honestly, like, how could you not be excited for us? Like, this is rare that we do this. When we got the screeners, it was just like, stop what we're doing. We're diving into the show. And it's funny, because like, you're having a series that was so beloved, one of the most iconic animated shows of all time. You're bringing back the cast. How do you approach taking on a series that's so beloved like this, bringing back the original cast, and also want to modernize it a little bit for today's audience?
Great question. And luckily, a lot of that was figured out well before I was brought, you know, that was always in the vision, you know, drafted by Bo DeMeo, his vision, you know, and in tandem with Marvel from like day one. You know, that was always, you know, this show is going to be a revival, not a reboot. You know, it's going to be a continuation. The goal is you should be able to go from OG show right into ours. Or if for new audiences, when you watch ours, you should be able to go from that to the OG show. You know, thankfully, where the sandbox was, what the sandbox parameters were more or less figured out by the time I brought on board. My goal was, and my job was, to help figure out the visual parameters of the sandbox, you know, in tandem with the rest of our in-house, you know, team. What is too clean? What is too 4K? What is too dirty? What is too filtered? You know, never mind going into the, you know, the visual aspect of everything, you know, shooting stuff. What was the cinematic language of the 90s? You know, what were they using? What was being directed? You know, how were things were being directed? What were the hot films of the time? What were the inspirational? What was being done in anime, feature animation, TV? All of that, doing that research and figuring out, oh, this is the vibe of it. This is how we keep it 90s, you know, specifically in dialogue, acting, you know, emotional stuff, getting that 90s X-Men, you know what I'm talking about? That close up on the eye. Yeah. Camera was in there, right? Doing that. But then when it comes to the action, at the end of the day, we've got to stay relevant, right? A lot of my friends and peers and coworkers, you know, and people in this industry are pushing the medium of what animation, TV animation, feature animation can do. It's not just a children's medium. It's a form of storytelling. It's another form of storytelling. Yeah. And so leaning into that too, having to stay relevant, that's where, when it came to action, I like to use the quote, that's where we can go hog nasty wild. You know, that's where I encourage our directors to encourage the board artists and then themselves jumping in. I jumped in too. That's where you can bring a little bit of modernization in, because at the end of the day, as an audience, our sensibilities have changed, right? We've grown so much since over the 30 years, you know, so to do the show verbatim wouldn't translate as strongly now, given the different audiences, you know, and sensibilities now. So it's, you know, you bring it grounded, you shoot it, you feel it, it make it feel like it is the 90s. When it gets to the action, you're jazzed, you're excited, you're hyperventilating. And then by the time it's over, we bring it back. You know? And that's what I feel like helps it visually go, it's the show I remember.
And what we loved so much is, was there ever a time where you didn't have to bring the theme song into the equation?
Buckle up, team. Surrender to Mewtwo.
I'm humming it right now. Every time somebody just says the theme, you know, but like, no, look, man, like, again, there's just certain DNA parameters of the OG show, right? The theme song is absolutely one of them. The intro is absolutely one of them.
Mm-hmm.
In order to do things right, in order to do things properly as an homage and as a continuation, you just have to include priority DNA from the original source. And so, yeah, the theme was always like, we're doing the theme, you know, but what I look forward to is the audience genuinely taking in the opening credits.
Okay.
Skip them. I know you guys won't, but trust me, don't skip them. And further in tandem, I got to give a shout out to Larry Houston, you know, OG guy himself. We were able to bring him back in. He happily came in and helped work on, co-direct and supervise on the opening titles, the original ones that he did. We even got some original storyboards from him that he did. And wow. He may or may not, as an artist, get to have full circle. Some stuff had to get cut due to time because of the intro. We see how fast it goes.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be really cool, hypothetically, to see some of those storyboards come to life.
Yeah.
You know, and I also want to give a shout out to our directors, Emi Animura and Chase Conley. They were the ones that were really in there with Larry, working on the title. I was supervising that while working on the other stuff. So, but yeah, they were the ones that really got their hands dirty on the title. So, yeah, thank them. Thank them and Larry. Sure.
We love that. Jake, thank you so much for your time, man. You're awesome. I hope we get to talk to you again. We love the Kith.
Yeah.
Cody Barber.
Hey.
Love that one. Yeah.
Love it.
I like the Powerline shirt. I just noticed that. I was like, that either says Borderlands or Powerline. And then you went, there he is. All equally good. So, yeah, right.
But thank you so much for your time and all the best to you. Enjoy this, man. It's incredible. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you so much for enjoying, guys. Thank you.